Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me, folks. America sleeps as her enemies prepare to strike her. I've been warning about this for quite some time, and now it's starting to break in just regular news. Yeah, I come at things from a biblical perspective sometimes. I can't usually get too deep in this program into that kind of thing. I do, but I mean, I would go way deeper if I could, but I can't because that's not really the format of this show. So here's the thing, folks. I've been warning, and I'm usually ahead of the curve, and now you're starting to see it in just regular news, the stuff that I've been warning about that a lot of people think I'm crazy about when I say that we've got to understand that we have enemies. Russia, Iran, and China, apparently, preparing to strike America. And that's what this is. And America is just in like a drunken state, thinks it sits as a queen and will never see destruction in its drunken state, playing a harlot, singing its song, drunk, riding a beast that wants to destroy it utterly and completely and make it barren and desolate. And it is totally unaware that it is going to its own destruction, totally unaware that it has enemies that want to destroy it utterly and completely. And even me saying this and giving you this show will not wake up 80% of America. 80% of America will laugh at this. They won't share this show. They will think it's a bunch of crap. They will think that I'm out of my mind. Yet, it's right here in the news. Many of you who are regular listeners know I've been warning about this way before this has ever been making news. And now you're going to see it in regular news. People not using biblical prophecy to try to figure these things out or anything. It's just what is happening in the world, and you're going to see it. Grant Stinchfield, up first, who does a fantastic job, the best host on Newsmax, in my opinion. He talks about what has happened here. China has tested a hypersonic missile launch back in August, but we're just finding out about it now. And this is major, major stuff. And the media is not going to cover it. They don't care. Remember, Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China. Take a listen.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stinchfield. So I have been warning you for a long time that China is absolutely our enemy. Joe Biden wants to look at China as a global partner. It is not. What we learned over the weekend is absolutely stunning. And most of the media is ignoring it because it is proof that Joe Biden is viewed by our enemies as a weak, feckless, inept loser. The Financial Times reported that China secretly tested a nuclear-capable, low-orbit, hypersonic missile back in August. U.S. intelligence agencies believe the weapons circled the globe before locking in on its practice target, but missing by 24 miles. Now, let me make this clear. The fact that China is this far along in hypersonic technology, missiles that travel five times the speed of sound, should absolutely concern us all. They are hard to detect and even harder to take down out of the sky. But even more concerning is the intelligence failure on behalf of the United States. The Financial Times is also reporting this test caught the United States by surprise. But by far the most concerning aspect of this launch is simply in its boldness. China conducted it without warning, in secret. By international standards, that is about as brazen as it gets.
Generally speaking, we've made clear our concern about the military capabilities that the PRC continues to pursue. And we have been consistent in our approach with China. We welcome stiff competition, but do not want that competition to veer into conflict.
They just sent a rocket around the globe, and she's talking about stiff competition? We're not even competing. I won't overload you with the intricate details on how China's system works, but the missile travels at low orbit through space before it plunges to Earth on a direct path towards its target. Now, analysts quoted in the Financial Times said it would be, quote, destabilizing if China manages to develop the ability to deliver global nuclear strikes from space that virtually go undetected until the target is destroyed.
They have developed it. That's what this is telling us. It's already developed, folks. Russia has had this for quite a while. In fact, Putin came out a couple months ago gloating that they have Mach 7 missiles. And I try to stress to people, this is not Russia of 1980. When Putin is saying these things and touting what his military has achieved secretly over the last few years and then unveiled it all just a few months ago, he is doing that legit. It's legit. They have this technology. And he talked about, Putin talked about his doomsday warplanes that he can ride on to conduct doomsday. He's basically saying he's going to conduct doomsday from an airplane for as long as it takes. And I believe he was saying he has seven different ones, so you're not going to know which one he is on, so that he can conduct a surprise attack on guess who? He didn't say who, but I know who. America. That's what it's about. Now, will China be a part of it? I know from my understanding of the Bible, it's going to be Russia and Iran for sure, and others with them. Who's the others? It seems now that China may be a part of it. I don't know if they will or won't, but they have the capability. And you must understand that these hypersonic missiles cannot be shot down. They would hit without warning. We would have no idea. And you can't shoot them down because it's going seven times the speed of sound is what Russia has. China has five times the speed of sound. You can't shoot that down. They can hit us in a blink of an eye and we would never even respond. Everything that I have been saying for years now is coming true in the news. And it's not going to get much coverage. It's going to be a blip. And a week from now, you won't even be thinking about it. Because America's attitude is, it's drunk on its wealth, in a sleepy state, unaware that its enemies are converging and are ready to pounce. And it is not going to be ready. It is not going to be aware. And it's going to be at a time when you don't expect and when I don't expect. That is what is going to happen. Folks, it's in the news. It's not me. You can't now say, oh, this is Ben. Ben's been saying these crazy things for a long time. No, now it's just part of the news cycle. Now it's not me warning you that I can see these things coming. Now I can say it's here. They have the ability. They're ready, willing, and able. Don't forget that I truly believe Iran has nuclear weapons, full nuclear weapons. Right now, they're building up their arsenal. I believe North Korea was testing those nuclear weapons for Iran. Iran paid North Korea because I researched some old intelligence stuff that I read online about that relationship between North Korea and Iran. And it would make sense that Iran, I just use logic and reason, they're not going to test a nuclear weapon with Israel sitting there ready to pounce. So you pay North Korea to do the nuclear testing for you. It makes sense. I don't know if I'm right on that one. That's just a theory, but I think it is. Anyways, Frank Gaffney was on with Steve Bannon and War Room Pandemic. These are not biblical prophecy people that where you could say, oh, they're just these crazy Christian people just reading biblical prophecy and having these crazy theories. No, this is just them talking about the news, but it fits everything I've been saying for months and months and months. Take a listen.
Want to bring in Frank Gaffney, one of the founders of the Committee on the Present Danger, a old China hawk for many, many years. Frank, I want to talk about this test ahead of the weekend, catching our intelligence services. And the Committee on Present Danger on Thursday is going to have something that really goes through the details of what Dr. Thayer is saying. Do you agree with him? Do you agree with Dr. Thayer, Frank Gaffney? Do you think we got weeks, months, at most a year before kinetic activity starts against Taiwan by the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, two quick points, Steve. One is, as you said 5 years ago on Breitbart, I've enjoyed being with you on many occasions in that realm. This war is already underway. The kinetic phase of it is something that can, I believe, kick in at any moment. And we'll come to the test as an example of that in just a second. But secondly, something that Brett Thayer, for whom I have the highest regard, by the way, member of our Committee on the Present Danger China, and going to participate in the webinar we're doing, an emergency summit on Taiwan on Thursday at 10 to noon Eastern time. People can find out more about that at presentdangerchina.org. But Steve, the thing is, it's not just the weakness or fecklessness, as you call it, or even the malevolence of the Biden administration, as I see it, the wrecking operation. It's that they're owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
I love it. I love that Frank Gaffney said that, because that is the truth. And not enough people say it. I say it all the time. But how many people really say that? Joe Biden is completely and utterly owned by the Communist Party of China. And I remember arguing people before the election, and I told everyone in my audience on the radio, if you vote for Joe Biden, you are voting for the Communist Party of China. You are openly voting for communism. And I said, people who vote for Biden are communists. They didn't like it. It sounded radical at the time. Stop, Ben, you called Democrats communists. Democrats aren't communists. Oh, really? They're not? Have you looked around? Have you looked at what's happening in America? Democrats aren't communists. They just try to take an experimental vaccine and say, you will stick this in your arm or we will have your employer fire you. But we're not communists. We're peace-loving. We care about you. We love you so much. They're communists. And they were voting for a communist. And they were voting for the Communist Party of China to own America, which it does. Everything that Biden does benefits China or helps China destroy America. Biden is so dumb. China figured this out. The Democrat Party is so dumb and blinded by their love of money that they go to their own destruction. All you have to do is wave money in their face to let China destroy you. I look at it like this. I've used this example before. It's like the Democrat Party is it's like a person on the street, okay? And somebody wants to kill you, but you have a gun and they don't. And they're threatening to kill you, and you pull out your gun and you say, back off. You're not killing me. I got this gun. Get away from me. And they say, oh, you know what? I've got this briefcase full of $100,000. Here, look, see? And it is full of $100,000. I'll give you $100,000 for that gun. And they, really? You will? Here. And they trade the gun for the $100,000, and then the criminal just goes, boom, and shoots you and takes the $100,000 and the gun. That's the Democrat Party. You wave money in front of their face, they will commit suicide. And the Democrat Party is making America commit suicide because China waved money in front of all their... Fauci? You know why Fauci does what he does? Money. Money from corrupt communist sources around the world and the globalists around the world. It's not just China, it's the globalists. The globalists wave money and say, commit suicide, please. I'll pay you millions of dollars if you look the other way as we destroy your entire country and everything about you. Just look the other way. And that literally, that's how dumb the people are that are running your country right now. They think the communists of China tell the Biden administration, what you're going to do is bring America down and we'll help you usher in like what we have here in China, a communist utopia, and you'll have power forevermore. But really, China is laughing, saying, look at these morons, they don't know that we're going to just completely destroy their country. They're not going to have some communist utopia, these idiots. All we have to do is pay them off and they will go to their own destruction. They are idiots. And the Chinese sit back and laugh. That is the reality. China owns Biden. Biden is killing America on purpose for money, but he doesn't realize he's going to kill himself and all of America. He doesn't know it. And even me saying this, 80% of Americans, if they heard what I just said, would laugh at me. I don't make these videos for them. I make them for you, the ones that understand truth, who know truth, who are not fools. I can't worry about that. Apparently, the majority of Americans are fools. Apparently, I'm living that. I don't want that to be the case, but that is what I see. And I can't worry about it. They will mock. They will laugh. They will believe lies. They will believe the liberal media. The media can lie to them about the vaccine, lie to them about COVID-19. It's a 2-week shutdown. Lie. Then they do everything that we say they're going to do. Mass mandates. We say, oh, watch out. They're going to do vaccine mandates. They do it. And they were mocking us like we were the liars. It comes true, and they still follow the media and still believe them. Nothing wakes them up. Nothing. What do I call a person like that? A fool. It's the only thing I can come up with that is kind. That's the kindest thing I can come up with. Frank Gaffney continues on, though. because he'll get more into what's going on with this China launch as well.
From the president right on down. There may be a few exceptions, but by and large, you look at that litany of people, and we've got a fabulous set of dossiers. Sam Faddis, Trevor Lodden have principally put them together at accountabilityinitiative.org. Those names stand out because virtually every single person in this administration who has a portfolio that remotely touches on China is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. So this is all teeing up for it going ugly soon. And that brings us to this test. As you said, the U.S. intelligence community evidently was surprised, not that the Chinese have hypersonic technology. I believe we gave it to them.
You want to hear this, where what his theory of how we gave it to them. But I am shocked. How come General Milley didn't get a call from China? General Milley, he called up China saying that he was worried about what Donald Trump might be doing some sort of attack on you. China didn't call up General Milley to tell him that they were doing this launch? General Milley, you didn't know? Your friends at China didn't tell you, General Milley? You communist. General Milley is a full-blown communist, by the way. He said he read Mao. And what he read all about communism and Marxism, and then he says, does that make me a Marxist? Well, yeah, if you liked it, it does make you a Marxist. If you're reading it and then you say they were idiots and evil and communism is evil, but General Milley never condemned it. He talked about reading it like he liked it. Well, if you liked it, then you are a Marxist communist, General Milley. Yes, it does make you one if you like what you read. And I know you did like what you read, you communist. All right, more from Frank Gaffney.
At least through the cutout of Russia, back when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, Steve, there was a program called Skolkovo, which was a suburb outside of Moscow that Vladimir Putin wanted to turn into their Silicon Valley, and Hillary Clinton wanted to help him do it as part of the Great Reset with Russia. Remember that?
I remember that.
That project included getting donors to the Clinton Foundation permission to transfer militarily relevant technology, including hypersonic missile relevant technology. Can you imagine how much of that flowed through the Russians to their friends in China? I don't know, but I got to believe both the Russians and Chinese are up as a result. And here's the thing. What we were surprised about, Steve, was that they sent this thing off on one of their Long March rockets. It orbited the Earth and then hit a target. It didn't get quite as close to the target probably as they wanted, but it demonstrated hypersonic glide capability and what is known as a fractional orbital bombardment system that has the virtue of being a perfect surprise attack weapon.
Perfect surprise attack weapon. Who has been telling you that our enemies are working on a surprise attack? Do you think I'm crazy now? All of you that thought I was crazy before. Yeah, I think you actually still do. You know, the Bible tells me that in this end time period that we are heading towards, that the people who are wicked and evil will wax wickedly and evil. Even more so, and they will be more stubborn, and they will think that none of this could ever happen. They're not going to wake up. I couldn't shake them out of their slumber. And folks, I always have to try to remind myself, it's not on me to wake everybody up. I want to. My heart wants to wake every single American up. But the reality is, I know 80%, maybe 75%, 20 to 25%, I've been telling you, is all we're going to have that really understand what's going on and are going to be able to try to hold all this crap back. The vast majority of Americans will never wake up to this. They will even mock us. It is like the days of Noah. Think of when Noah was telling him the flood was coming. That's how America is with anyone who talks like me. They will mock me. And when it's too late, it won't matter. And the Bible even says that's how it will be in the end time. It says, as in the days of Noah, so shall the end times be. So I know for sure that that's what America's attitude is. I have to remind myself, because it's frustrating to me. How do people not see this? How do they not wake up? I can't wake them up. I have to do this for the minority. This is for the minority people. because one day you will be happy that I helped you prepare mentally for this. I don't know what God's going to do through all of this, how it's going to play out in the full end, how or who gets through it or who survives or what. I don't know. I have no idea. But to be mentally prepared will give you such an advantage. I know it doesn't seem like it. Trust me, it is. Imagine trying to play a football game and you have no idea who your opponent is, what they're capable of, what they're going to do. You can't even mentally prepare. Or you go into a game where you can mentally prepare. You know what your opponent is. You know who your enemy is. You know what they're capable of. That's the difference. That's what I'm hoping I can do for a lot of you out there. Folks, I'm not someone who wants to be pessimistic. I really am an optimistic person at heart. I really am. But because I'm a truth teller, there are moments in time and at moments in American history where I cannot be optimistic, even though I lean on being optimistic all the time. I, being a truth teller, means I have to be pessimistic. In the Bible, prophets that were real prophets were not the ones that told you sugar-coated things and tickled the ears. If you ever notice in the Bible, the people that proclaimed to be prophets and they would tell a king all these good and wonderful things, they were just tickling their ears. They weren't real prophets. The real prophets always came with negative news. They like never gave good news. They would give bad news to where the kings would want to kill them for giving them the bad news about what is going to happen, or a warning about what is about to come to their nation. I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I'm not saying that at all. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm just giving you an example of truth tellers is what I'm saying. Someone who tells the truth will say something negative, even though the people who are hearing this negative information aren't going to like it, and they're not even going to like the messenger. People are not going to like me because of what I'm saying. I'm aware of this. I don't care because I must deliver the truth. And because I know this, those who are willing to receive the truth will love me so much more for doing that when others are not willing to do that. They want to be liked. They want to tickle your ears. They want to tell you everything's going to be great. Trump's going to get in and everything's going to be great. I could do that. I could make you feel good. I could pump you up and say the Supreme Court's going to rule in our favor and, oh, you just wait. But that would be lying to you. I don't believe that's going to happen. I'm not going to tickle your ears to make you feel good so that you like me and give me more clicks, because what I am doing is more important, and I don't do things thinking about clicks. All I ever think about is I got to get the truth out. If it's accepted, it's accepted. If people share it, good. If they don't, I expect them not to. I honestly expect people not to share my stuff because it's not always positive. I hope you guys understand the day and age in which we live. I hope you understand that I am not full of it. When you're seeing everything that I've been warning about, and I did it ahead of time because I was using the Bible to have a better wisdom and understanding of what the politics are of this day and age. Now I don't even have to use biblical stuff to warn you about it. I told you that was going to happen too. I said, all you have to do is just look at the political landscape and you're going to be able to see it. You're going to be able to see it, and it's happening. It's there. Our enemies are preparing to strike us. That's what I want you to really understand. I'm not just giving you this news. Do you understand what this means? It means Russia and China, we know for sure, are 100% prepared to strike us. Putin says he's got doomsday war planes, 7 of them, that he's going to conduct doomsday in. He's going to conduct doomsday. He's saying that. Do you know that? No, because the media isn't telling you. It's right in front of our face. Get prepared. However that is, pray about it. Get right with God. That's the most important thing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I hope you really understand that. Go to thenewamerican.com and get all the best information you can possibly find and subscribe. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.